Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi, another in our ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Makot Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah, listing different violations for which there are Makot, as we continue in this theme. And again, this last parak, certainly this part of the parak, is a potpourri of laws which are really culled from other places, as we already saw, a Mishnah that was taken from Chulin. We will see later on a Mishnah in the next podcast, a series of Mishnayot which are taken from Masechet Nazir and from Masechet Kilayim, because this is now a compilation of those things for which you get Makot and perhaps multiple Makot. HaKoreach Korcha Baroshov, if somebody causes a bald spot on his head deliberately, and we'll see what the parameters of this are. HaMakif Pat Roshov, he rounds the corners, we'll see what the parameters of that are. V'amashchit pat zekano, or he destroys the corner of his beard. V'asoret shvita achat alamet, or if he cuts one thing into his skin for a dead person because of somebody dying, chayav is chayav for different violations. Now, sarat shvita achat alchamisha metim, or chamei shvitot alamet achat. If he made one cut for five different dead people, meaning five people died and he heard about it, and he made a cut on his skin as a sign of mourning, a pagan ritual, or he made five for one dead person. He's five in either case. Either because he could one cut for five people, it's chayav five, or the other. Al harosh shtayim, which many Rishonim understand to mean that there are two places on the rosh for which you are chayav, and they are achat mikan v'achat mikan. They're basically at the corners around where the jawbone ends and fuses with the skull. Al hazakan, for the beard, for hashchatat zakan, shtay mikan, v'chat pa'an l'mata. There are two at those same points, then there's two where the jaw turns in, and then one in the bottom. That's five. Rav Eliezer Omer, im not lo kulan ke'achat, no chayav l'achat. If you took both of the head ones, or all five of the beard ones in one shot, you only chayav once. And Tanakama says two or five times. Ve'no chayav an shit lanu b'ta'ar. And Tanakama says the only way chayav is if you take on the beard, with a blade right on the beard. Even use a beard planer, you're chayav. All right, let's see the source of this. Start with Korcha, the bald spot. Tan Rabbanan, lo yikrchu. Now it's important to note the Kohanim are banned, as you see in pasuk number one, from having a bald spot, or making a bald spot on their head. There's no context given as to why they might do such a thing. In pasuk two, which is from Sefer Dvarim, which is Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, and addressed to all of Klal Yisrael. It says, Korcha Lameit. So now these two psukim are going to inform each other. Lo yikruchu, yachol afilu karach, arba chamesh krichot lo yichayv alachat. I might think they're just a prohibition against making a bald spot. And if you did multiple, it's still one. Tavad lomar korcha. Lo yikruchu korcha. Meaning, chayev akol korcha v'korcha. Each bald spot is a separate chiyuv. Bir rosham on their head. Ma tavad lomar, after all, where else could you be bald? Because in the command to Israel, it specifically talks about between the eyes. I might think you're only chayv doing between the eyes. How do I know that it's anywhere on the head? Therefore, in the command of the Kohanim, it says Berosham. Anywhere on the head. And the Gemara does not address the reason of why it might say Bein Einechem here. It is used in re-understanding what tefillin is. I might think that the prohibition against cutting anywhere on the head or making a bald spot anywhere on the head is only for Kohanim, because they have lots of extra mitzvot. Yisrael, Minan, what about your regular Yisrael? The Markan, Korcha, Malan, Korcha. The answer says it's Korcha in both places. Malan, Chayev, Chayev, Akol, Korcha, V'Korcha. Just like over there with the Kohanim, each individual Korcha is a separate Chiyuv, V'Chayev, Ala, Rosh, V'Reinayim, and anywhere on the head. Same thing with the rest of Am Yisrael. Anywhere on the head and chayav for each one. And just like the Yisrael, we get a definition that it's only because as a result of hearing about someone dying. Same thing with the Kohanim. So if Kohanim do a bald spot for some other reason, then a chayav, maybe another issue. Now, Hani Dalad Vehek Krichot Hechidami. Let's figure it out. You said that if you did five different Krichot, five different bald spots, you graded by pulling hair out, then you'd be chayav four or five times. How does that play? Ilam b'zachar zev v'chamei shatrot. If you did one after the other, and each time the guy warned you, then pshita, they're separate acts. Obviously, chayav. The Torah didn't just prohibit the look, it prohibited the act. Ella v'chada hatra. It must be that it was done with one hatra'a. Don't make a cut, and you did a bunch of them. So mimachayv. How could you be chayv multiple times? But not, as we'll see in the famous Mishnah from Nazir, but we'll see it later on in the next podcast. Nazir shayash otayayin kol ayom. If you have a nazir drinking wine all day, you know, chayv alachat. You told him, don't drink wine. He kept drinking wine. He's chayv once. Amru la tishtal tishtev u'mushotev. If they kept telling him, don't drink, and he drank, don't drink, and he drinks, chayv al kol achat v'achat. So the only way you could be mold chayv for multiple korchot would be if there's a separate hatra'ah for each. But if so, then that's a no-brainer. It's no different than anything else. So lo tzricha desach chameshetz beotav nasha v'odvinu b'atachat. If you put depilatory cream on each one of your five fingers and put them on different five different spots on your head at one shot, because remember, with korcha, it's not an issue of a blade, it's an issue of the result, what it looks like. So you put on five different spots at the same thing, and with one hatra'ah, tavle hatra'ah l'chol chad v'chada. And the person says, don't do that because each one of those is a chiyuv, you would be chayiv five times, not just once. That's the circumstance where this would play out. V'chama shiur korcha, how big of a bald spot is a bald spot? Ravuna omer kadei shiira emri rosho, as long as it's seen from the head. Yochom emri shum rabbelozer rabbi shimon, ke gris, the size of a bean. And acherim omrim, we now go to a brighta, kadei shiira emri rosho. So we have enough, that supports Ravuna's position. Amri yudav ar-chaviva, pligi ba tlata tanoi, we have three different tanaim, we don't know the names. Chadomer ke gris, a bean. Chadomer kedeshu em rosho, so those two opinions we already saw in the Amoraim. Chadomer kishtei sa'arot, the size of two hairs, the width of two hairs. Ika demapik shtei sa'arot umayal b'chadasha. Some people read that there was no opinion of two hairs, but there was an opinion the size of a lentil. So that means any size, a lentil, a bean, going from small to big. V'simanecha, how do I remember that what was taken out was shtei sa'arot and a kadasha, not that kadasha substitutes for kigris? Bahar kigris michya karasha, the two of the marot negaim that we have of tzarat are kigris and karasha, so they can align them up together. Now, tana notel malo piazug b'shabbat, if someone removes the amount of hair that could be cut by the blade of a scissors on Shabbat, yuchayav, that's the, for gozes, almost surely for gozes is the malacha, that's the amount. B'chama malo piazug, how much is that? Rav Yehuda, shtayim, two hairs. Hayva tanya l'korchash l'shtayim. But we learned that l'korcha it's two, implying that for Shabbat it's something else. I'm a v'chei l'korcha shtayim. Now read it differently. That the same is true for korcha. All right. So that supports the opinion that it's two hairs. Tan miachin otel malo piyazug b'shabbat chayav v'cham malo piyazug shtayim. Same thing. Rav Elazar omer achat, just one hair. V'cham Rav Elazar v'laket levanot mitoch shcharot afilo achat. Chum agree that if you're taking white hairs out of black hairs, then you take one white hair out, you're chayav, because that's meaningful already, because you're trying to get the color out. But there is a filu b'chol asur. You're really not supposed to do that. Even b'chol, shemar lo bash gerasim latisha. That's similar to putting on woman's clothing. In other words, it's taking on an entirely feminine affectation of trying to remove white hair. That's something that might be culturally contextual and needs to be looked at. From akif pat rosho, the Mishnah said that if you round the side of your head, tanar pat rosho. What does that mean? Sof rosho. Pea means the end. Bezu Sofrosho, where's that? Zamashvetz da'av l'achareos nol parachto. That's if you make the area right next to you, right below your ears on the front, looking the same as behind your ear and your forehead, meaning all clear cut. Tani Tana kamei to Rav Chista, so Itana taught, echad makif echad nikaf loke. Whether you cut it or whether you get it cut, you're loke. Amalei manda achel tamer ba'arba la'laki. A guy is just eating dates in a sieve. He gets makot. What did this guy even do? He didn't do anything. He sat there, somebody else cut his hair, and he gets makot. So he said, you know which Tani you heard it from? Meaning in whose name? Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's the position, the whole thing of the notar, that alav she'en bo ma'asel, alav in which you don't do any action, you could still get makot. So for allowing them to round the side of your head, you also get makot. Rav omer b'makif latzmo v'divrei kol. Rav says, no, it's referring to when you cut your own hair, as a nikaf, you get makot, because you did it. And that everybody would agree, not just Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi omer b'masayeh v'divrei kol. Where you're sitting there, and you move your head a certain way to allow him to do it, you're chayav, because your action helped him. And there it's not just Rabbi Yehuda, it's divrei kol, because you had an action. V'mashchi pe'ad zekano, the beard. Tanu rabbanan, pe'ad zekano, sof zekano, the end. Sof zekano, shibolet zekano, the place where the hair is up, like a little corner, thing of wheat. So, etzvita achat, now the cutting for the dead. Tanu rabbanan. V'seret, this is in Vayikra, Yechol afilu sarat al beito shenafal v'senato shel avayam. I might think this is even true if he made a cut because his house fell or his cargo at sea got lost, meaning something else he was mourning for. Tamalomar lanefesh. Seret lanefesh, meaning enochayv ela al hamet bavad, only for death. How do I know that if you did five svitot for one mate, each one is a chiyuv, tamaseret, meaning any cut, just like karchat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, how do I know that if you make one cut for five meitim, you're chayv for each one? Tamalomar lanefesh, just like seret. A singular lanefesh is singular. So each mate you did it for, you chayv. You already used lanefesh to define that it has to be for death. Now how can you use it again to define that each mate is separate? Because Rabbi Yossi shritag dida achati. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that lotit godidu and seret lanefesh lotitnu are the same exact act. Uchtiv hatam lamate. And in the context of gdida, lotit godidu al mate. So I already know seret is lamate. So lanefesh must be there for each one. Amar Shmuel masaret bekli chayav. If you use, instead of your hands, you use some sort of a blade to cut, then you're chayav. Meitav esrita ugdida achati, we have a statement that they're the same. This is not Rabbi Yossi. Esrita b'yad ugdida b'kli. Esrita is doing it specifically with the finger, with a nail. And gdida is specifically with a kli. Same as Huda amak Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi that esrita and gdida are all the same, and it doesn't matter in both of them if you do it with the kli. It just, Torah calls it just two different words. It's the same thing. It's one lot. Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. So Tana taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Almeit ben biyad ben mekli chayav. If you're doing it because of the deceased, then like we just said, whether you use the hand or a tool, you're chayav. Al avodat kochavim. But if you're doing it as part of pagan worship, biyad chayav bekli patur. You're only chayav if you do it by hand. Otherwise, it's not called darkav. Remember from Sanhedrin, you're only chayav if you're doing avodah zarah. It's not one of the four avodot we do exclusive for Hashem. Hashtachava, haktara, pishut, and then it has to be darka. It has to be its own way. So, vahib chakti, but the pasuk in the context of Eliyahu and the Nevi'a Baal says the opposite. Vahit godudu kemishpatam bar charavot v'machim. They started cutting themselves, as they would do as part of the pagan worship, with swords and with spears. So, gedida is specifically with a kli. Ela'ima biyad patur v'kli chayav. So, flip it. So Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana, flip it. Biyad, you're exempt if it's for Avodah Zarah, but clear chayav. That's darka. All right, chayav al arosh. So the Mishnah said that you're chayav for two places on the head. Mach Rav Sheshet ben Pirkei Reisha. So Rav Sheshet pointed to those spots which are right where the jawbone meets the skull. V'yala zakan, what's that? Shtaymikan ochad ben lamata. Two on each side and one in the middle. Rav Sheshet ben Pirkei Dikna. Rav Sheshet again pointed to the spots which are where the jawbone comes down, where it curves in and at the bottom. Because Rabbi Lazar holds it's all one lav, and therefore if you do one shot, you're chayiv once. You need to use a blade. Tan Rabbanan, the pasuk says uvatzkanam lo yigalechu, to shave. I might think even if you shave this is yichayiv. Tam lomar lo tashchit be'atzkanecha. In the pasuk in Vayikra, in the part that goes to Klal Yisrael, it says lo tashchit, don't destroy, which means to hit the follicles. If that's all I have, so maybe even if you use a planer, therefore it says lo yigalechu, meaning the two psukim mitigate each other. So it has to be shaving that has some sort of destructive component to the hair root, and that is a blade. He says even if you use a blade planer, you're chayav. So manavshach, igam gzera shava, if he accepts the gzera shava of lo tashchit and lo yigalechu, it's not really gzera shava, but comparing the two to libitar, then he should require, like Tanakam, he should require a blade. He lo gamir gzera shava, if it doesn't have it, then misparam nami. Then even scissors should be chayiv. So the answer is the olam gam gzera shava, he has it. For savra, nami giluach avdi, he says that a blade planer is also called giluach. Hashchatat certainly is. Okay, the next Mishnah is about tattooing. Hakotev ktovet ka'akah, if somebody tattoos, katavalo ki'akah, he wrote but didn't engrave, meaning go underneath. Ki'akavalo katavar, he went underneath but didn't write anything. Enochav shikhtovi ka'akeh biyado, he could use his hand, it would be kho v'chodavashu roshem, anything that makes a mark. Shimon Yehuda Omer Shimon Shimon Omer. He quotes Rabbi Shimon. And Echav Ad Sheikhtov Sham Et Hashem. He has to write Hashem's name. That's what it sounds like. Shinemar. Tor Kakalo Inuvachem Ani Adonai. Do not give Tor Kata Ani Hashem. Making as if to say, not just Ani Hashem, which is the normal summary in the passages in Parshat Kedoshim. I wrote about that. It's available on the Mikra website in Parshat Kedoshim. But also, he's reading it as Ani Hashem is what you're not allowed to write. So Amar Racha Bereidu Rav Ol Ravashi. Ad Yichtov Ani Hashem Mamash. You have to write Ani Hashem. Amar Leilo. K'netan Rakapar Zeh Nechayev Ad Yichtov Sham Shem Avodat Kochavim. You have to write Zeus. You have to write Baal, Pa'or. Shemar Ktovet Kalka Lo Titnu Vachem Ani Hashem. Meaning, Ani Hashem V'lo Acher. In other words, Ani Hashem is not what it is you write. It's in order to make sure that you maintain your loyalty to me, don't write. What is it you write? Avodah Zarah. Amalkia Amrav Adabar Ahava. So it's Rav Malkia. Remember that? Asol Adam Shiten Efer Miklal Gabe Makato. You're not allowed to put ashes on a wound that you would use as antibacterial. Because it will end up, because some of the black will get in and it'll look like you have a tattoo. Now, parenthetically, Nachman Breda Ravika. Shvod, a famous halacha we have in Machsechet Beitzah, about once you use a skewer on Yontif, whether or not you can move it. Shvachot, which is the halacha in Ketubot, about what happens if a woman brings in a lot of servants into the marriage, does she still have to work? And gumot, which means if you have the pits where the hair follicles would come out of, but there's no hair there, and you find two of them as that siman of puberty, those statements are all attributed to Rav Malkiyo. Blorit, the prohibition against giving a certain kind of haircut, Efer Mikle, which is our halacha, and Gvina, a certain kind of cheese, not to buy from non-Jews, Rav Malkiya. Those statements should be understood as Rav Malkiya. So if you get confused, you know who said which. Our Papa Mari says a different clue, rule. Matniti no matnita Rav Malkiya. Anything that is a comment on a Mishnah or Braita, that's Rav Malkiya. Shmatata, but any one of them that are independent Amoraic statements are Rav Malkiya. Malkiyo. Simanacha, what's easy to remember? Matnita Malkata. The Mishnah is a king. So Malkata. Good. So my benayu, ik benayu shvachot. The difference between them is shvachot, because according to Rav Adabar Ahava, according to Rav Nachman Bar Avika, Shvachot belongs to Rav Malkiyo. But since it's a comment on the Mishnah, according to Rav Papa, it really belongs to Rav Malkiya. Now, Rabbi Bar Abaye copied Afilo Rivda de Kusilta. Back to our topic, Rabbi Bar Abaye was careful not to put ashes even on the place where they would make a vascular cut in order to draw blood for bloodletting. Ravashi disagreed with all things. If you have a wound, everybody sees the wound. They know why there's a marking there, and they don't think it's Ketovet Kaka, so there is no prohibition. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next set of Mishnayot as we continue. The next set of the Mishnayot will be our last foray into those violations for which you get Makot, and then the last two Shiurim will be on the method of administering Makot. Everybody should have a wonderful day.